This summer will mark the 25th anniversary of the law that protected the civil rights of Americans with disabilities. Of course, civil rights laws don't mean that discrimination ends, and that's been especially true for Americans with invisible disabilities. Naomi Gingold explains.
When I meet Carly Medosh, she seems like any other young professional. Busy with a light laugh and a quick smile, until she tells me about these episodes.
When I've been laying on the floor in the bathroom, you know, kind of thinking, am I going to die? Should I jump out in front of traffic so that I can die? Because you're just in so much pain.
And in one typical visit to the emergency room, the doctor thought she was there just to get drugs.
He told me that he knows that my tummy hurts, but that I needed to go home. And I said, you know, I've had Crohn's disease at the time for, you know, 10 or 15 years. It's not my tummy. It's my intestines. And it's really scary because those are the times where you wish that you looked really sick.
Menosh has had the inflammatory bowel disease since she was 13. More recently, she was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, meaning that she has full-body chronic pain and intense fatigue. For Menosh and the millions of Americans who struggle with what's known as an invisible disability, the occasional hospital stays and surgeries are not the hard part. It's everyday mundane activities.
Washing my hair, blow-drying my hair, putting on makeup, those kind of activities can exhaust me very quickly. So you kind of blow-dry your hair, then you sort of sit down for a little bit.
Walking to the metro or even bending down to pick something up can take a lot out of her. But from the outside, you'd have no idea.
It's catch-22. I kind of call it being able to pass. So I can pass as a normal, healthy, average person, which is great and definitely helps ease my everyday life, especially in interactions with strangers, getting your foot in the door in a situation like a job interview.
The number of Americans with an invisible disability is hard to count. Chronic conditions range widely, from lupus to bipolar disorder or diabetes. The severity of each person's condition varies, and stigma means that people don't want to talk about it. But in disability discrimination, charges filed with the government from 2005 to 2010, the most commonly cited conditions were actually invisible ones.
You know, it's that invisible nature of an illness that people don't understand.
Wayne Connell is founder and head of the Invisible Disabilities Association.
When they see somebody in a wheelchair, okay, they get that they're in a wheelchair. But what if they have chronic pain? You know, what if they have PTSD? Anything from cancer to peripheral neuropathy to autism.
He says his organization takes a broad approach because regardless of the condition, people with invisible disabilities have a lot of the same experiences. He started the association after his wife was diagnosed with Lyme disease and multiple sclerosis.
We'd park in disabled parking and she didn't use a wheelchair or a cane, so people would always give us dirty looks and scream at us.
Medosh has had similar experiences with her handicap parking tags. She's also been threatened at work and even had a job offer rescinded after explaining her disability.
I said I would like to accept, but I just need to let them know that I had a disability. You know, I said I needed to make sure that I have access to a bathroom or flexible schedule at times, you know, to accommodate doctor's appointments.
What she thought were basic accommodations for her job as a graphic designer.
And to my surprise, the HR person said that a primary job duty was working in the holiday Christmas parade. So I would have to be on a float going all around the town outside, you know, no bathrooms, no opportunity to take that day as a sick day.
Medosh walked away. Joyce Smithy is a lawyer who specializes in labor and employment. She says those kinds of statements sound ridiculous, but are not uncommon. Or frequently employers will just say,
we don't do that as a policy. And that's a problem because that person's not asking to partake of a benefit that's offered in a policy. That person is asking for an accommodation they're entitled to under the law.
And because these conditions aren't visible, people often think,
oh, you're not really disabled. You're just trying to get these benefits.
At work, school, in public situations, or even with friends and family. Menosh says she's comfortable being vocal about her disability now because she's well protected at her current job.
Obviously, being in pain and having fatigue, you know, you can have a shorter temper sometimes. But, you know, I try to be really compassionate to myself.
To herself and also to other people. It's hard to understand, she says, especially when millions of people who live with disabilities seem, on the outside, just like everyone else. For NPR News, I'm Naomi Gingold.